Hey, let's do another one. Next patient we're going to do together is going to be Miss Elliot, Lila, L-E-L-I-A, Elliot, E-L-L-I-O-T-T. This is an 81-year-old woman on hospice with head and neck cancer, as well as history of profound weight loss, period. Patient is very adamant about not taking pain medication. She continues to suffer. She says her pain level is 10 out of 10, period. Oh, by the way, date of birth is 6/23/43. Today is 12/4/2025. Patient's OTUSA is stable at 97%. She has a significant facial deformity, but no outside protrusion of the tumor, period. Her blood pressure has increased to 167 over 91 compared to last visit, given her pain level, period. She's tried numerous medications, but apparently she's a naturalist and does not like to take any medications for blood pressure nor for pain, period. The weight loss is considered unavoidable. The weight loss has caused her MAC to drop from 23 to 20 centimeter now, period. She eats very little. She has protein, calorie, malnutrition. She's tachycardic with a pulse of 110. Her PPS is at 30%. KPS is at 30%. Significant drop in MAC from 29 centimeter to 20 today. Once again, I discuss patient's medication choices, whether it's a liquid tablet or a patch or a suppository, and she's refusing all of them at this time. She's now sleeping 12 to 14 hours a day with the help of a caretaker. Overall prognosis remains poor. She continues to decline with a tremendous debility, weight loss, increased size of her head and neck cancer, and protein, calorie, malnutrition. Most likely has less than 6 months to live, given the severe and significant muscle wasting noted in the temporal region, lower extremity and upper extremity, and overall debility noted related to her weight loss and her cancer. Thank you.